The only thing I wanted my freshman year was to be normal. Like, I wanted to have a normal, like, college experience.
That's Denijah Davis. She's a women and gender studies major at the University of Missouri. She's studying upstairs in the student center. Around her, students nap on couches. Every table is packed. But she's booked a private study room so she can focus on her work.
I thought that I really wanted to get away from home. That was like the mindset I was in. I was like, if I get away and start over, like, life will be swell. But I think it was hard trying to reestablish a support group when I wasn't telling them what was going on. Like, they would just know that one day Denijah was happy and the next day she's crying through the hallways. Like, they don't really know, like, what is going on.
Davis says her freshman year was isolating, almost impossible.
I had severe separation anxiety, severe homesickness. Then it got to the point where I was having anxiety attacks. Like, I would have them in my sleep. My poor freshman year roommate would just watch and not really know what to do. And eventually I was like, oh, I should probably talk to someone about it.
Davis says she started doing therapy at the counseling center her sophomore year. It's the reason she's here studying in the student center instead of home in Chicago. Davis is not alone. The Missouri Assessment of College Health and Behavior reported that almost half of Missouri college students dealt with anxiety in 2016. The Counseling Center is one of the main resources for students on campus. Students recently voted to give more funding to the Counseling Center through a new fee. Across Columbia, Savannah Borgsmiller sits down for lunch at Coffee Zone. She's a strategic communication major who worked on marketing for the new fee, called the Enhanced Mizzou fee. This fee increases the student activity fee by 20%, about $26 for graduate students and $35 for undergraduate students each semester. Part of that money will go to the Counseling Center to hire new counselors and work on improving outreach.
The necessity for mental health is growing, and it's only going to get larger and more intense with the years. And so I think it's only apt and only time that this fee came about, and it goes towards something as serious as hiring new counselors.
Borgsmiller says she's heard students' frustrations over the long wait times to see counselors. She says she's hopeful the hiring of three new counselors thanks to the fee will help shorten these wait times. But the fee can't be the only thing MU does to help improve mental health on campus.
There probably isn't as much emphasis on the Counseling Center as there should be. I think this enhancement fee is only solving a little bit of a very large problem.
Joan Masters is the director of Missouri Partners in Prevention, a coalition of 21 colleges across the state of Missouri working to create safe and healthy college campuses.
Mental health is just as important as our physical health, and everyone has mental health. We shouldn't only worry about mental health when there's a crisis.
Masters says she regularly meets with a group of leaders from college counseling centers all across Missouri. They've seen the demand for counseling services increasing, even as enrollment at some universities has declined. She says the new student fee is a positive way for MU to keep up with students' mental health needs.
I think it's tremendous that so many students voted in favor of this, because I'm not sure that we would have had that vote 15 or 25 years ago, when mental health was still a very closeted issue.
MU student Denijah Davis says the Counseling Center changed her entire outlook at MU. Without the Counseling Center,
I am pretty sure I would not have made it here. I wouldn't have made it through my sophomore year. I've just seen so many people who, like, have used them and, like, were really greatly impacted by it, or who didn't use them and are not here anymore.
From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera.